GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. Now, you got to follow us for a second here because it's going to get complicated. But our question of the day ties in something the governor said in her State of the State and a news story that came out of Augusta yesterday that involved the deadly propane blast in Farmington. So our question of the day, and listeners are already chiming in, and boy, they've got some strong opinions, by the way, on our Facebook thread right now, George, if you've seen it. Wow. Do you agree the best way to honor Maine's first responders is to offer them better training? And the reason we ask this is because a GHRT listener, Ryan, I printed the email that he sent to us, George. I gave you a copy of it right there. He spelled your name right when he wrote, but he didn't spell my name right. I corrected it.
I'm sure you did.
Okay. This is the email that we received following our conversation about the governor's State of the State, in which he talked about honoring first responders. George and Rick, I believe the best way the state can honor and show appreciation for our first responders is to train them better. Now, let us warn you that Ryan's email is going to go somewhere. Specifically, it's going to go to Farmington, and it's not the first time that we have heard these comments come in about what happened last September. Again, he writes, I believe the best way the state can honor and show appreciation for our first responders is to train them better. This would mean furnishing more training and generously paying all volunteers who attend the training. When I say generously, I mean paying them, for example, $35 an hour for a three-hour training on a Monday night. And then he goes to Farmington. The tragic event in Farmington was preventable. Many towns in Maine are struggling to fill volunteer firefighter rosters, and chiefs do not fire the volunteers when they miss trainings. It should not come as a surprise to the state that the firefighters broke protocol and entered an unoccupied building before it was de-energized. And I'm going to go sidebar right there. This is not the first time that a first responder or a firefighter has written to us to say what happened in Farmington would not have happened had they followed protocol. Ryan says this. This could happen again if volunteers are not properly trained. The protocol for a gas leak is 1. Evacuate, 2. Have CMP remove the power, not enter the basement and flip the main breaker. My point is the best way to honor first responders is to make sure they are trained on protocols. It's hard enough to get volunteers to join fire departments and even harder to get them to attend trainings when they have families and other commitments every night of the week. Spend the money on inspiring volunteers to attend trainings. This will prevent accidents and help retain volunteer staff. So Ryan writes that to us. So that's why we ask the question of the day. Do you agree the best way to honor Maine's first responders is to offer them better training?
Well, just a word of caution here. What first responders are we talking about? That's a general term. Policemen, firemen are first responders. EMTs are first responders. Medical people are first responders. Are we specifically talking, as the governor seemed to be talking about in State of the State, the fire responders? First responders really is a catch-all cover for everybody who responds, right?
Oftentimes, you'll see ambulance personnel also rush into the buildings, and they are a first responder. And if someone had been injured in the Farmington building, they would have gone in too. So I'm following what Ryan suggests because it inspired Ryan enough to write that note to us. So we're talking, I guess, specifically about firefighters.
Yeah, I think so. And I have no problem with that. I just, when we say fire or first responders here, we're really specifically talking about fire responders and volunteer firemen.
Now, at the same time, we found out yesterday, and you'll see it in the news today, this was a hearing in Augusta in which the daughter of the fire captain who died in the Farmington blast said that someone had augered a bollard into place, and that's what severed the propane line that caused, was it 400 gallons of propane to leak over the weekend into the basement. So when Monday they came into work at the Leap Incorporated building, that's when Larry Lord smelled the propane, got everybody out. The firefighters arrived. And according to Ryan and according to news accounts, we know they did not wait for the power company to arrive to de-energize the building. Someone flipped the main breaker in the basement, then the explosion. For those that don't know, and I didn't know, a bollard. If you drive up to the coffee shop this morning, the drive-thru, and you see that big yellow post there that's designed to keep you from running into the building, that's a bollard. And there was a bollard that someone, they drilled into the ground and placed the bollard. And according to Danielle Bell Flannery, the daughter of the firefighter that died, she said that she has learned, and others have now confirmed, that they understand that someone had augered that bollard into place. It severed the propane line, and that's what caused the 400 gallons of propane to spill into the basement. So that's how those stories collide. But Ryan asks the question and suggests the best way to honor firefighters is to offer them better training. We're going to get to some of the strong comments that are coming in our Facebook thread in a moment. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree the best way to honor Maine's first responders is to offer them better training?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at it like this. Any volunteer person in any role like that, whether it be search and rescue or whether it be fire, they need to attend these trainings. They need to get the better training. But that means that a volunteer has to make a commitment. They have to show up. They can't do it half-heartedly. Thank you, guys. Keep it going.
Bill McDonald is one of the guys that have written into us on our Facebook thread, and he says, no, better pay and benefits would be the right reward. I got to mention State Senator Aaron Herbig, sometimes guest on our program, the Democrat of Belfast. You're going to hear more about, and probably after these events, you're going to hear more about her bill, LD 1014, an act to attract and retain firefighters. It's activating the Maine Length of Service Awards program. For some reason, this got passed last April, but I think it's now over here in the short session. I got to check with Christine Kirby on that. But this is going to provide modest retirement benefits to firefighters and EMS workers based on their length of service. And Aaron sees this as an opportunity to best honor Maine's first responders. And that's what Bill suggests, too. Better pay, better benefits, not necessarily more training.
In the governor's state of the state, as you well know, the governor is asking to enact legislation to increase the state's benefit for families of the fallen first responders. She described it as inadequate, shamefully inadequate to the sacrifice of those who give their lives in the line of duty. She was referring, in this case, though, to, I believe, Detective Ben Campbell.
She mentioned Ben Campbell. I could dig up the sound cut if you want. She mentioned State Police Detective Ben Campbell, the guy that had pulled over to the side of the road, I-95 southbound, don't have my notes in front of me, Hamden, helping a car that went off the road. The tractor trailer came by, the tire came off, and in a bizarre crash, an accident, took his life. But in that same segment of her State of the State, she also mentioned Fire Captain Bell from Farmington.
She paid tribute to Terry Bell, as I recall. Now, she is supporting Senator Herbig's legislation, which would fund the Maine Length of Service program to boost retirement benefits.
As just mentioned, LD 1014.
Right, to firefighters and EMS workers. But that's as far as she went. She did talk about creating a scholarship to train young firefighters.
New ones coming in, so we have them. Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree that the best way to honor Maine's first responders is to offer them better training? That's what one listener wrote to us. What are you thinking?
Good morning. I think that that's a start, but it's not everything. I think the honor, first of all, what happened up there, it doesn't matter whether they're volunteer or full-time firefighters. We're all a brotherhood. We all belong to the same profession, whether we get paid or not. That being said, another way to honor the firefighters, because I'm on two departments and we run into recruitment problems all the time. We need to get these young kids out of high school interested in this. So how do we do that? One way, give these kids credit in school for taking these firefighter one and two classes. We got some juniors on one of my department that are actually getting high school credit for going through firefighter one and two. And then when they graduate from high school, they're set, they're ready to go to be a firefighter that can go inside and fight fires. The second way is I believe the towns and the cities should give some incentive, like maybe a break on their excise tax or the property tax or something like that. In my experience in the last decade, and I haven't been doing this a long time, but paying people to show up to calls and trainings is not really the answer. It's part of the answer, but it's not all of it. We need to do something else to get people to give up that time from the family, from their kids. How do we do that? Incentivize, one, is a good idea, yes. Number two, pay would probably come into that. And number three, how do we get these people interested in it? It's a dangerous job. Everybody, I've noticed once we get past the, I've got issued my gear and I got a red light on top of my car, so I'm a firefighter. After that, a lot of times we don't see them anymore. So how do we solve that problem? I think the three things I mentioned above would probably help. It's definitely a start. I'd love to hear from other departments that have shortage of firefighters and what they think. I think we actually need to set up committees and councils and address this problem and get these young people involved. Because the average age of a firefighter in Maine now is what, 52, 53?
And many of them are retiring and they're hanging up their hat. Who's the guy? Was it Scott Mason? Scott Mason, I think, for Bangor Fire just announced that he's going to retire. Caller, great insight. Thank you. Donna agrees, give these volunteer first responders tax breaks. Robert writes in to us, so you want to honor them by telling them they're not good enough. That's the first sentence, saying that offering them more training is signaling that. And Jason agrees. Jason writes, that's insulting at best. Make the state more affordable and they will come. And John, again, uses sarcasm here. Yeah, show them how they're screwing up. How stupid and out of touch can you be? The suggestion from Ryan is better training would have averted the tragic event in Farmington. At the same time, it could help other departments. The inevitable text message comes into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. What about better training for the guy that drove the auger for the bollard into the ground? So the other thing we talk about is the Dig Safe legislation in Augusta they're talking about for some reason. Dig Safe, you've seen it on the ground where someone spray painted. You got a Dig Safe here. You just can't just start excavating, okay? You got to check and see if there's anything down there. Liquefied propane gas lines have not been a part of DigSafe. There has been legislation to make liquefied propane lines part of DigSafe and the requirements, but it's been set aside a couple years in a row or a couple times, and now it's back again, and I think it's Seth Berry that's put it back in, and now, after Farmington, it's probably going to go through.
Well, I'm assuming there must be a minimum amount of training. There must be a protocol now for training. Does that protocol have to be revisited?
Mm. Text message, Sherm Mason. I said Scott, top of my head. It's Sherm Mason. Okay. That's stepping down. He's retiring now from Bangor Fire Department. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.